This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yes, indeed, the old Doug Steffen. The new Doug Steffen. Well, it's Doug Steffen.
What? The old,
new. What? Jennifer Horn here with Jay Kirshner. The ladies will take over tomorrow for me because I will be in New York breathing that healthy air and watching out for the bees because my son and his wife and my offspring and their offspring are going to spend the day just being in New York. Let's see what that amounts to, but because I'm going to just be, and Brendan wants to get started early, because apparently, well, when youngsters travel going across the country, Jasper is an early riser anyway, and he travels well. I remember Miles used to travel well as well as babies, but, you know, they still are in a different time zone, and so they have to get used to whatever it is, the reality. And so Brenda says, well, let's start early and see where we go. So by the time we get to this time tomorrow, we'll probably be on the streets wandering around New York, Brooklyn, the areas, some haunts that Brendan and Megan both had when they were youngsters. So that'd be kind of fun. And so you ladies, you're in charge. Don't
Sounds
screw
like
it up.
Yeah, right.
We
can't make any promises.
No promises. Okay. Here's the story of a whiff from ancient Rome. This is kind of a weird story. 2,000 years ago, there was a certain aroma that went, the scent of Rome is what it's called, from the time of Jesus. So there's been one of these vials that was unsealed that had Roman perfume in it. And the apparently the air has a distinct smell to it, the texture.
That sounds great.
From the time of Jesus. Why would anybody be interested in this? I'm not sure.
Well, I'm sitting here thinking, like, who's the one that gets to smell this? Because it's not going to smell forever.
No, it'll be gone. Right.
Yeah. And as soon as you unseal it.
It is kind of odd. Like, what did it smell like? And was
smell
it
like
sticky?
An old Roman city.
Oh, patchouli. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. That's what they used probably back then.
What kind of oil is it?
Patchouli oil.
What's that?
It smells like a hippie, basically.
Really? Oh, the stuff from, if you go into have a seance or something, it smells like that. You go into a medium, and that's what is wafting around like a...
Have you ever been to a large medium?
No, only a medium. Sorry. We spoil that story. Okay. There are letters floating around for a group of car makers that have gone to Congress last week about the availability of AM receivers in their cars and what their plans are for the future. Okay. Now, those of us who are on AM radio stations, of the 480-some-odd stations that I'm associated with, about 400 of them, maybe a little more even, are AM stations. So I'm looking at these letters from the seven different car makers, Ford, VW, BMW, Mazda, Volvo, Rivian. I don't know why they have a stature, but anyway, they do. And to General Motors. They are telling the public now they are committed to keeping AM radios in their vehicles, and they are challenging others, other competitors. So now they're turning this around. Ford started it, and they look like schmuckolas. And so now they're on the bandwagon to keep it in. So now they're turning it around. It worked against them. So now Ford and these others, actually Ford and GM, there isn't any Chrysler in here, at least not yet, instead of excluding the AM radio from their electric vehicles. They're going to sell the fact they're going to keep AM radio, so they've turned it around.
Wow.
Smart PR. Well, look at us. We're going to keep all the cars that Ford makes and all the Lincoln models. They'll all have AM radios, so buy from us. Because we're going to be the good guys. We'll keep AM radio in our cars. What I haven't quite figured out, or haven't seen anyway, is how they're going to deal with this electromagnetic interference that the electric vehicles create, which started this whole ball bouncing anyway. General Motors says in their letter they've implemented several strategies to mitigate the effect, therefore suggesting to all of us they could have done it if they wanted to, they just didn't want to. So if they figured out how to do it, then the rest, they all steal from every, you know, they buy, I don't know whether you realize this or not, but every new model that comes out, for every manufacturer, all the other manufacturers buy that model and they rip the car apart to see what's in it so that they can put that stuff into their cars. And the same is true for most, you know, anything like that. A vacuum cleaner, if Dyson makes a new vacuum cleaner, all the other people making vacuum cleaners go buy Dyson vacuum cleaners and they take it apart. Okay, I'm going to do this, we're going to do that, blah, 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 blah. So anyway, that's what's happened. Europe has figured this out. They've adopted digital audio broadcasting in the, they have AM stations that are digitalized, which we should have done here a long time ago, but we haven't. So anyway, and you look at some of the other, these letters from Mazda, for example, I'm not planning, or the guy running it says, we're not planning to remove AM radio receivers from any of our future models. And then the various companies that have arms here in America, whether it's Volkswagen or Audi, they all have their plants here, and they're going to keep their, but they already have them. They fixed the problem in Europe, so why'd they make such a big deal out of it here? That's what I don't understand. I don't know. I don't understand. So the luxury people, BMW said, you know what? Nobody who buys our cars listens to AM radio. Huh? Mm. Who do you think
certainly
has the money?
Certainly not, I was going
right.
to say.
Right. Well, we're certainly not going to listen to it if you're not going to put it in, and therefore we're not going to buy your cars. So there. Na-na-na-na-na. Volvo also removed AM receivers from all of their models this year. Now
they're
say...
They're part of Ford, though, aren't they still or not?
No, Volvo belongs to the Chinese.
Oh.
The Chinese government has bought Volvo. Those
oh,
of you,
was it Mazda or something? There was
Mazda.
One weird... Yeah, okay.
Mazda, I think it was, yeah. Volvo, by the way, this is me getting onto my toot about the Chinese. Never mind what they're doing in Cuba, but they have they bought Volvo. Everything in the Volvo is now Chinese manufacturing, owned, et cetera, et cetera. So don't buy a Volvo. That would be my suggestion to those of you. You want to be a, you know, we keep talking about patriotism and what it takes to be a patriot. If you're driving a Volvo, you're not a patriot. How do you like that? Let's see what kind of rash I get from people about that. Okay, it's Doug.
Well, then that goes into the definition of a patriot and where everyone
yeah,
has their own definition.
Nonsense with it. Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Yeah, by yeah. your definition, people yeah. driving a Volvo are not patriots.
Well, that'd be one of the ways I would...
It's a bold statement, but you know.
Yeah, it is bold. But you know me, I'm bold.
Bold.
If nothing else, I'm bold.
Or if you're a Volvo owner and you want to be a patriot, you make some waves about their ownership, their practices, and
mm-hmm.
all that stuff, right?
Or you get rid of it and buy a car made in America.
Or just light it on fire and protest. No, I'm
right.
not saying to do that. And do not do that.
There we go. Speaking of fires, there was a fiery truck crash on Interstate I-95 in just on the border in Delaware, on the Delaware-Pennsylvania line.
Yeah, bad.
And it was so hot, the highway collapsed, the bridge crashed. And so now, 95, there's a section of 95 that goes off. If you're going north and south, let's say you're in Florida and you're coming back to New York or New England or whatever, you don't go over this portion of 95. There's a jog in Delaware as you go over the just before the Delaware Water Bridge that sort of isn't 95. 95 goes closer into Philadelphia. But at any rate, it looks like this part of the road will be closed for a long time because they have to totally reconstruct this bridge. It got so hot the metal bent and the bridge collapsed.
Well, this
yesterday.
Was a tanker truck carrying
tanker
gasoline.
Truck. Yep. Yeah. There were no deaths. or injuries. And I'm not sure.
They're lucky, actually.
Figured, how did this fire start? Was there a crash before? That isn't clear to me what caused the truck to explode. That's the ish.
All I've seen is the damage, not the house.
Yes. So right. Emergency services received a report that a vehicle was on fire.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there doesn't seem to be a reason. Now, it could have been caused by any number of things. I could certainly speculate, given the fact that if the brakes were had failed and there were sparks coming up and there might have been, sometimes a little bit of gas leaks out of the trucks. Not leaking, but when they fill it up, it drains, dribbles over the side. Who knows? Now I'm just speculating. But at any rate, I think that... this is one of those things you realize, you look at it and you think, my God, how were there no deaths here?
Yep.
Yeah.
There were people that were trying to turn their car around
It
was on fire.
It seems like the fire, even though it may have been a slow burn at first where people noticed what was going on and able to get out of the way, this also happened at 6:30 in the morning just before a lot of travelers started hitting the road. Yes, yep. And there was a vehicle that was trapped underneath the debris of the bridge. I think it was only one vehicle that happened to be trapped.
Lucky.
But they were able to get out, yes.
Yep. All right. The whole business of, James, I'm going to keep this for a little bit because I want Jennifer and I to talk about My Smooth Skin and how that's working its way into the orders for Balance 7.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer, you and I have been talking about this on the air for quite a long time. In my case, the Balance 7, the appeal to it was to straighten out your stomach, your guts, right?
Yeah. Well, if you have sour stomach, if you feel like you get heartburn a lot of the time, it really does. It takes care of that almost immediately. In 3 days' time, you start to feel better. You sleep better. Your memory cloud starts to go away because it helps alkalize your body. So it gets you to that perfect balanced pH level, which makes us all healthier. It makes our bodies able to fight off things, makes us feel younger and just healthier. But My Smooth Skin, which you get for free when you order a gallon of Balance 7. I'm sorry.
Yep. It's from the same company.
It's from the same company, and it's kind of like Balance 7 for the outside of you. If you do the test, you put two hands in front of you, spray the back of one hand with My Smooth Skin, rub it in, and then look at the difference between your two hands. You're going to see how supple and beautiful and younger the skin on your one hand looks. You can see it right away. So if you have, if you feel like you're just dry and parched, and if you feel like you might have some skin irritations and such, you just spray this on, and it provides moisture from the inside, again, without that greasy feeling.
How this appeals to me is we all get older, our skin gets crepey.
Yeah.
And you put this stuff on your skin, and it'll go a long way to getting rid of that crepe.
It brings water back into your skin, which is really nice.
And that's why you get crepey skin to begin with, because your skin's drying out as you get older. So that's another reason for you to get Balance 7
free
and the
with
related,
your gallon order. Yeah.
Yep. It's an accoutrement, if you will. All right. Balance7.com. If you go in there right now and you want this, this is an appealing deal, to say the least. 800-793-9039, code word Doug. 800-793-9039, code word Doug.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
If you're hiring, it can feel like trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. Like Marco, President of Operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Now try ZipRecruiter free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/FREE.
Thank you. Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
The hour now, Doug Steffens Good Day program, social media time on Facebook and Instagram. You can connect with us at Good Day Radio Show. Twitter is Good Day On Air. And then the good old live line, 855-999-DOUG, is a way for you to connect. Here's the connection from Bill Murray to the singer named, is it Kelis? K-E-L-I-S?
Kelis.
Kelis, excuse me.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. You know that song. Don't tell me you don't know that song.
I don't know that song.
Oh,
I'm like James,
man,
when it comes to music from the 60s.
I am going to make it your ringtone.
Are you? Okay. There you go. So she's dating Bill Murray. What's the attraction there, do you suppose, other than money?
makes them laugh, probably.
Let me think. Having fun? I don't know. Is she, I don't even know what she looks like.
I think I don't really think Kelis needs, oh, she's cute, yeah. I don't think Kelis needs Bill Murray's money, even though Bill Murray has bank, but still, she has a pretty penny on her own.
Yeah, where does she come from? I never heard of her before, actually.
She's a recording artist.
I get that.
Yeah, she, really, Milkshake. She's had a couple hits, but Milkshake is her biggest and probably most lucrative.
Mm-hmm. So, I'd say this knowingly, I could come under some scrutiny, although I don't think there's ever been that much difference in anybody that I was with between my age and he's 72, she's 43. Okay, so what's that, 29 years? No big deal. Right?
Oh, yeah, and who cares? But
let's
be honest. It seems like there is less focus or a minimal comment when it's an older gentleman and a younger woman.
That's right. Always.
Switch.
Cougar time.
Older woman and the younger man, it's just like, oh, there's definitely something going on there. It's definitely about money. And
she has a very interesting look of confidence about her. I've not seen her before, but I like the look of strength in her face. There's something about a boy.
She's a handsome woman,
she is handsome,
She's stunning. Absolutely stunning.
Good. Okay, so congratulations. Good for her. Next up, Ken Jennings reveals the cringy part of Jeopardy. We'll find out what that story is all about. What's going on with him after this?
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
All right, so Ken Jennings, Jay, one of the two hosts on Jeopardy, although Maim, I never pronounce it right,
Bialik,
is off because she's in sympathy with the writers. I don't know what that says about Ken Jennings. Apparently he's not.
Well, but
trying to pick up the check.
Yeah, Jeopardy, I don't think, is one that needs
it's not
that
a
many
lot of writing.
Writer, yeah, right. Well, still are a lot of writers that in the fact checkers and everything. But Maya Bialik is also a sitcom actor. So
yes,
it's a better look for her to stand.
It's
with
easier
the writers
to justify.
Yes.
Right, exactly. Anyway, he says, I didn't like, he was talking, being interviewed, and he was revealing that he isn't a big fan of the contestant interviews, which occur in the middle of the Jeopardy round. He says he didn't like that. He doesn't feel comfortable with it. He says a little cringy. And I think it is. It feels awkward, frankly. If you watch the show, you know what he's talking about. I agree with him, frankly. All right, here we are at 28 after already.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company. I have two daughters and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. An overwhelming majority of Republicans don't believe a felony conviction should keep a candidate out of the White House. That's according to a CBS News YouGov poll conducted yesterday. It says 80% of likely Republican voters say presidential candidate Trump should be allowed to serve as commander-in-chief again, even if he's convicted on federal charges related to classified documents. The poll shows 76% of Republicans are more concerned about the indictment being politically motivated than they are about potential national security risks by Trump. Saudi Arabia is seeking stronger collaboration with China, not competition. During the Arab-China Business Conference yesterday, the Saudi energy minister said they recognize China has taken the lead in getting the right manufacturers and that there is value in working with their country. He went on to say this doesn't mean that we're not going to collaborate with others. Lance Pry, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Whether it's news, food, or health, we want to hear your thoughts. Call the Doug Line, 855-999-DOUG, 855-999-3684.
Now 34 at the hour here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. It's Monday the 12th of June. Working our way into summertime. Let's see. Summertime, first day of summer is a week from Wednesday. Actually, the first full day is Thursday the 22nd. And so then we have 3 months to enjoy. We actually have 9 months. Decent weather, although April can be kind of sucky in the northeast and the northern climes, actually. We've had not great weather so far here where I am in my neck of the woods. Yesterday was very nice where you were. And actually, I was there, too. Mm-hmm. Ohio weather
and
often gets hot
left,
and humid.
That's when it started raining, because it was a really nice day until
I left.
Mid-afternoon. Yes, then it just rained for the rest of the day. It's like Ohio was so sad that Doug Steffen was no longer here. The skies cried.
Tears from the sky, yes, right. Exactly. Here's the story from California of a realtor who, along with his wife, got the surprise of a lifetime. They were cleaning out their father's former home in L.A. The couple, John Elizabeth Rees, uncovered a hidden stash of a million pennies in the crawl space deep in the basement. How about that? A million pennies. Ms. Rees' father and uncle lived in the home. Went back to the early 1900s. I believe it once was used as a bed and breakfast. So one day they were cleaning out the house. These guys apparently were hoarders. They kept everything. Mm. And then they came across these loose pennies all over the place in the crawl space. So imagine collecting a million pennies.
Well, imagine finding it and then having to count it out.
Yeah.
And then taking it to the bank, and then they have to count it out.
Yeah. So what's a million pennies worth? It takes 100 pennies to make a dollar.
Ten.
They take two zeros off. But so, yeah, if you have...
$10,000.
$10,000. Okay, so that's not a bad find for a day, right? Good deal.
Oh.
All right, well, listen, we all have... That would be considered a lucky day probably for them. For those of you who caught the Tony Awards last night, Some Like It Hot, Juliet, New York, among the shows that dominated the nominations, what did you watch any of this last night? I wasn't home in time to...
No, I didn't catch any of it. But there was a big issue prior to the Tony Awards, wondering if the Tony Awards were even going to happen or not, or get to be televised because of the writer's strike.
Writer's strike,
and
yep.
They authorized that, you know what, go ahead, you can go on with this.
Yeah. Apparently there's a new musical based on the Addams Family. What are you doing with that? Most popular plays and musicals performed in high school over the past year mirrored some of the things that were on Broadway and got Tony Awards. But apparently there's a new Addams Family musical that's around.
That's cool.
Yeah, right. I thought that was kind of interesting. All right, let's see what is unusual. The Fisherman University of New England up in Maine welcomed a new beast to the campus this weekend, a one-clawed orange lobster. Apparently, I remember 30, 40 years ago when one of these things was caught. They only exist 1 in 30 million. One out of every 30 million lobsters would be orange and only have one claw. I don't know how this comes about. They call it the calico lobster. They've even named this lobster Sprinkles.
Aww.
It was caught and then given to the University of Maine, University of New England, actually, in Maine. This particular lobster provided extra opportunities for learning because of the claw that was missing. Scientists track they can regrow their limbs. Lobsters can. So something happened to it. Might have got caught somewhere. Who knows? But they'll watch it as it regrows. Sometimes that can happen, you know, with invertebrates. Do you remember that from biology in high school and college? You have biology in high school?
The one I remembered was that earthworms.
Well, you cut them in half and they can keep growing.
Yeah, they could regenerate themselves.
Right.
And then same with the, which is what, there's a couple of kinds of lizards where if they lose their tail, it also grows back.
Yep. Right, exactly. All right, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse premiering to rave reviews. Grossed $208 million worldwide in this last weekend, or the first weekend, not this past weekend. Wasn't there a new movie? Let's have to talk to Chucker about that. But there was a scene early on that was not animated by the professional artist, but rather a 14-year-old boy in Toronto who is trying to make a career. He's figured out he's quite a good artist, and there was a contest for new animators, and this kid won it. Apparently he blew away some of the best animators in the world, so they gave him a shot at creating
the movie.
Yeah.
Wait, James saw this movie the other weekend.
Yeah,
you,
I know
did
about
notice
this.
It?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
so,
you?
Yeah. So
what do you know about it?
This kid actually remade the trailer for Into the Spider-Verse with only Legos.
Really?
And so they loved it so much that they actually put a Lego scene into the movie with, like, an alternate universe Spider-Man or whatever, strictly made out of Legos. And that was all animated by him.
Wow. Good for him.
Good for him,
yeah. 14, reiterating, 14.
At 14 years old. Yep. Good. Shows your geniuses in all sizes, shapes, and ages. Representatives from 180 nations around the world are getting really worked up, as well they ought to be, as well you should be, about the future of AI. The study, the question, how could... This is more of a statement. I've heard this. There's a question here. Could AI destroy humanity? There are people making statements that AI, if left unbridled, will destroy humanity. I think that's kind of what I have been thinking after, it's only been a month or two since this thing really jumped out at all of us. There have been, over the last couple of weeks, hundreds of well-known people who are in artificial intelligence signing an open letter warning that AI, if not curtailed, could destroy humanity. I believe that to be the case.
In so many different ways, too.
Yep.
And not just, you know, there is that possibility of a sci-fi thriller comes to life and robots take over the world, AI takes over the world. But then there's also the chance of it falling into the wrong hands and the destruction of the world in that sense of the term. Or even just taking away our ability to not only think for ourselves, but to think, period.
Yeah.
And then that
no
could
thinking.
Also be an end of it.
Right, exactly. No, we take away the ability to think. So, and you look at some of the things, as I look through this, it's not the way you might expect. A lot of the governments, a lot of companies that are involved in this, as a matter of fact, and the researchers say that it's possible to deploy these powerful systems to handle all kinds of things, create wars, stop wars, create new businesses. They can do things that we don't want to do or we find distasteful or whatever it is. But if humans try to interfere or shut them down, they could resist, replicate themselves so they keep operating and then eliminate the people who are causing them in their mind harm. So they eliminate humans by destroying them so that they can survive. And
because
this is
to a
something
degree, that's what it's been programmed to do.
Right. It could be catastrophic in as few as 5 years, according to these people who are. This is a pretty simple metaphor. If you ask a machine to create as many paper clips as possible, it could get carried away and transform everything, including humanity, into a paper clip. Because it doesn't think, it just does. Now, that's the simplest example, but you could tie that into anything in the real world. Think about it. Companies could give AI systems more and more autonomy and connect them to some of the vital infrastructure, power grid, stock market, military weapons, and from there, nothing but problems. So these people kind of have their head in the sands. Kind of these people who don't think through, they only think to a certain point and then they stop thinking about what the reality is. So a lot of experts haven't seen this coming. How could you not see it coming? How could you be that naive or maybe that greedy because you want to sell all of these things? But there are a lot of these AI demonstrations that have taken place over the last 4 or 5 months that have caused people, certainly since the beginning of the year, to look at this technology and look at the possibility of what will happen if we continue to advance at the rapid pace that we are advancing. It's almost like we're letting them go on their own. As they become autonomous, they usurp decision-making and thinking from us and from institutions that are run by us. And you look at the guy that runs the Future of Life Institute has been the movers. These people have been the movers behind getting everybody to hold up. They could turn off the stock market. They could stop the economy, shut off all any. I mean, there's all kinds of ridiculous premises here that could become not hypothetical, but reality.
Yeah. It's like there's so many different avenues. Normally we think, oh, you have to there's one route from point A to point B. There are different avenues and routes to get from point A to point B, which point B is the destruction of humanity.
Yeah. Why do we need humans? We'll do it ourselves. Whatever ourselves are. But the thing is that they would also, according to this, not unless they're programmed properly, they won't reproduce themselves. So once they're gone, they're gone. So then who takes over after they've destroyed humanity?
They'll figure out how to fix themselves.
I suppose. Build new ones.
Yeah.
Isn't that awful? I mean, think about that in terms of what else goes on in our universe, in our galaxy. Are there other things like this out there somewhere? Are what we see, we all know that there are a lot of things that we can't explain, UFOs the government doesn't want us to know about. Could they be these sorts of things? Could they be artificially intelligent beings that are coming? Wow.
Yeah. Think before we know that. It, it's like Transformers are taking over the world.
Unga bunga. All right, right now, though, let's get back to Earth and reality. Father's Day is this Sunday. How'd you like $30 off your first order? $99.99. And with that order, you get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers. OmahaSteaks.com is where you go to get this all done for Father's Day. This has been, over the years, their favorite gift package for dads. And right now, it's only $99.99. Those fillets, the chicken breasts, the pork chops, the franks, the desserts. Wow. And again, for that $99.99, you get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers. This is a very easy thing. So whether he's your father, your father-in-law, father figure, he's the guy that was always ready to help. So help him do a good Father's Day. Go to the website, obviously, for Omaha, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DOUG. That's 30DOUG, D-O-U-G. Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug at 800-793-9039. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin, who makes it sound so easy.
It really is super easy. It's once a day, right at bedtime. You don't have to think about it again until the next night. And I am a living testament, y'all. I've lost 40 pounds of this product, and I have kept it off.
But then what do you do when you have the urges to eat the stuff that puts the weight back on so you go right back to where you started?
It is like a multifaceted product when it comes to weight loss because it helps with sleep, and it's also great for joint pain, too. So we have brought back everyone's favorite sales that we've had over the last 26 years and put them into one giant sale. So we've got discounts on every bottle. We've got the buy three, get three free. We've got some other stuff on there. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see a lot of options on there, which is great. This is going to be a great time to get on Calitrin.
Elizabeth Miller, thank you for being here from Calitrin. Website again, toploss.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Some people recognize, it's becoming more recognizable the more of these movies there are. The theme from Jurassic Park. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here in Movie Moments, and I'm sure he has a story for us, Jay. That was your cue.
I know, I'm just listening to the music. I'm enjoying the music, though.
Really feeling it.
Right, like, okay. You're ruining my experience here.
Really feeling it, okay.
Yep.
All right, well, sorry
Here's
to
the
ruin
deal. Here's
it.
The Let's deal. Go. It is almost hard to believe. Let's go back to yesterday, June 11, 1993. 30 years ago, Steven Spielberg's Jurassic Park opened
Wow. In
theaters. The greatest, I tell you a quick story. I had a buddy who worked at WSBG, the local radio station in Strasburg, Pennsylvania. He had a little yellow Miata. We took a ride to New York City, 4 o'clock show. Jurassic Park sold out, 1,150 people, and I would, to this day, I still say it was the greatest movie-going experience I've ever had. The place was absolutely electric, sense of wonder, sense of awe, long line, that's what people used to talk before and after a movie, a lot of buzz. I'll never forget it. I mean, I'm serious. And then we went back at midnight and watched it for a second time. I stayed over that night. I think I stayed at the Hilton across the street, but Jurassic Park easily, at that point in time in my life, was the best experience I've ever had in a movie theater. That was at the point, Doug, the largest single-screen movie house in the United States, 1,150 people. It has now been converted into like a bridal rental type of place because you can't afford to pay rent on a single-screen theater because after the first week you need another movie and the studio makes you hold it for three. So there's no real model for a single-screen theater anymore, especially one that big. I also saw Edward Scissorhands, True Lies, Independence Day at that theater. That was a great experience.
Really?
Yeah, great, great theater. I miss those days. But
those were the good old days, Chucker.
They were.
Good old days.
They were.
All right, I see Transformers Rise of the Beasts beat Spider-Man this weekend. You want to give us box office totals?
Yeah, I mean, Transformers Rise of the Beasts, $60 million. I guess it got out of the gate decently. I think Paramount was worried this film would really flop. It didn't flop. Will it have legs? I don't know. I guess exit polls were pretty good, so the base target audience seemed to like it. Number two, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, $55 million, $221 million in 10 days of release. That's a very good number. Little Mermaid, good hold in weekend number three, Doug, off 44%, $22 million, $229 million in 3 weeks. Guardians 3, $375 million, I think, in 7 weeks, $7 million over the weekend. And the horror film The Boogeyman, 6.5. $25 million in 2 weeks of release. All roads point to this Thursday night, Doug, which will be Warner Brothers. Highly hyped, highly talked about The Flash, which I got to be honest, I'm the most excited I've been to see a movie in quite some time. Yeah, I'm very excited to see The Flash.
Really?
Michael
Keaton
returning.
Why? It's the same old crap.
But Michael Keaton, Doug, come on.
Okay.
I mean, Bruce Wayne, Batman, Michael Keaton.
Yeah, okay. So, of the five big movies you just mentioned, how many of them are Disney properties?
I think just The Little Mermaid. Oh, and two, and Guardians, two of them, two of the five.
Yeah. All right. It's bad enough they're taking over as much as they are of the scenario. Bryan Cranston says he intends to hit the pause button in the next year or two, but he's not retiring. That would be a shame. He's only 67. It's a non-story?
Yeah, I mean, he'll do what he wants. It's a long way out. It's not worth talking about.
Okay, so I won't. Then what is worth talking about?
I got one story. Real quick, I want you. I think Disney now controls 20th Century Fox. They had director William Friedkin go back on a Blu-ray of The French Connection and actually edit a scene because they thought it was too racially charged. Now, this movie came out in 1971, The French Connection. I'm not a fan of doing stuff like that. I don't like doing that, rewriting.
Changing things. So, rewriting history. Yep.
I don't like it.
Chrissy Metz teasing possible future This Is Us movie reunion. So is This Is Us that big that it would make a movie?
I don't see it happening. That's a good show, though. It was a good show. I liked it.
What did you like about it best?
It had a good cast. I thought it was basically a soap opera. It had good twists and turns and always kept you on the edge of what's going to happen next. Yeah, I thought it was a good show. I don't see that translating well into a feature because you're going to have to spend a lot of money to make it and market it. So I think it's more adoptable.
Right. I think we should have a movie about the life and times of Donald Trump, don't you? Let's put on a movie.
I'm sure there'll be multiple ones, Doug.
Yeah, okay. Movies and Chucker go together like hands, right? The hands of time bring us to 59 past the hour here on Good Day.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.